Top of the afternoon to you. We welcome you to WADK's Open Forum, our 68-year tradition of getting it said in the midday here for Newport County. Of course, one of the leading attractions of the state of Rhode Island, if I may. We're going to talk tourism a little bit here in the first going here in the Open Forum. On the line with me, the Chief Marketing Officer, Rhode Island Commerce Corporation, Anika Kimball Huntley. Anika, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, it's good to talk to you. And also Robin Erickson, our communications, domestic tourism marketing operations director person. You have a huge business card, Robin.
It's a mouthful, but thanks for having us today, Bruce.
Well, it's great to talk to you. We visited the Rhode Island building at the Big E on Friday, along with a whole bunch of other people. How is this year going out there at the Big E, Robin?
It's been a really great year with the weather. People are ready to get back and come experience the fair. We've seen an excited group of people coming through the state building, you know, visiting all of our wonderful Rhode Island establishments and just having a good time and really happy to be there. So we've been enjoying our time there, showcasing the best the state has to offer.
Well, that's it. We had just a nice time. It was a beautiful day. And certainly for all of those reasons that you described. Anika, what goes into, or Robin, what goes into who is representing Rhode Island in a place like that? I mean, it's a permanent building. It's not like it's a booth at a convention or something like that. It really takes on more than that. And it's really an interesting concept. How do you position, and who is going to be in there representing Rhode Island?
Well, I think Robin does a great job, and I'll let her speak to this in a little bit more detail. But every year she goes out to RFP and asks local vendors and attractions, would you like to have a presence at the Big E? And really, the benefit of doing that is because of the exposure that those companies will have. If you have about, I think the Big E's saying they have about 1.5 million people walk through those gates every year. Just imagine the type of, you know, self-advertising that you're doing real time when somebody's eating your pizza or, you know, having a clam cake or those types of things. And so it's a pretty extensive process, but I think that over the years, we formed wonderful relationships with the partners and vendors that are in the building that we tend to have, you know, a lot of the same businesses come back because they understand the value, and they've also established a reputation with the visitors that come in there that are looking for Del's Lemonade because they know they can come in there and get a watermelon-flavored Del's Lemonade because they love it every year. So I think we've become, you know, pretty much a family favorite with some of the vendors that we brought into the Big E building at the Rhode Island House.
Sure. Robin?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, every year, about the first quarter of every year, February or March, we do put out a public application. So it is open to any Rhode Island business who is interested in participating. And it is, you know, it's an undertaking to be up there for 17 days. There's quite an investment of time and personnel. But to have that audience, as Anika mentioned, to represent your product and showcase all that you're about to 1.5 million people that are coming through those doors is quite an experience. And we've got a really great group up there this year.
It was a really good group. We got a chance to talk to several of the exhibitors there, and we had a great chat with 13 Stars Hot Sauce and with Bob's Barbecue. And then we had a really in-depth conversation, totally impromptu, with Ross Maher from Broken Gear, who is not only representing Rhode Island, but representing a select group of veterans who are turning their lives around, expressing themselves through what they make and create and manufacture. And it was just really just a heartwarming story to hear. And people were so anxious and just so appreciative walking through as we're standing there talking to Ross. People were just coming in and admiring and really taking a close look at what these veterans had crafted. It was really something to see.
They put together, you know, a wonderful exhibit. They're just wonderful people to speak with, as you've experienced, and the work that they do to promote and support veteran owned businesses and products is really something to see. And every year it gets better and better. So I'm glad you had the chance to chat with them. They do some really great work and they have some amazing products.
Yeah, it was really a privilege to do that. Now, there were some new folks there this year, new to the Big E, but certainly not new to Rhode Island. Soggy's had its hot dog truck out back, which was great.
Yes. Yep. First time with that this year. So we're excited. It's an iconic food item, as we all know here in Rhode Island. So really fun to get to see out-of-staters, if you will, come and experience that. So it's been a really nice addition for us this year. Wonderful family-owned business.
Sure. And, you know, it was so interesting to walk around, and we didn't go through all of the states, but we went through a few of them. And you couldn't help but notice in the main building, the state of Maine, that there was no less than an hour and a half wait to get a Maine baked potato. But you were telling me that we were actually kind of in the hunt there, and we had quite the crowd waiting for our Rhode Island clam cakes and chowder.
Yes, we do. The back corner of our building in particular, it's great all the way around, but the back corner is really the food hub. And we've got, you know, clam shack, chowder and clam cakes and stuffies, which everybody wants to try. Frisky Fries, whom so many people know. Southeast Light Delights with their amazing lobster products, really innovative things they're doing over there with lobster, things you never even thought about before. So the afternoons can get really busy with people deciding which of those amazing foods do they want. So we absolutely have the crowd, but that's what we like to see. They're working hard for that business, and we love that people come to get to experience that.
Yeah, it was really quite something. Anika was, or Robin, was there a change in exhibitors? This was the big story out there, that some of the longtime exhibitors just weren't able to put in the commitment, as you pointed out, Robin, 17 days, and all of what that entails, product and personnel and just a commitment. Was there a big change in the exhibitors in the Rhode Island building as there were in some of the other states?
This year, there was not. I'm fortunate to say we've been lucky, you know, to have this group come back. They know what to experience. They know what it's about. And they were all back on board. Thankfully, we have a nice full building, and we're proud of that.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking with Anika Kimball-Huntley and Robin Erickson from RI Commerce, they are the tourist mavens here. So how does this visitor to the Rhode Island building at the Big E translate into visitors to Rhode Island? I mean, that's ultimately what you guys are all about, right? Let's get more visitors. Of course, people who are listening to us in the Fifth Ward in Newport who have never left in 32 years and don't see what this tourism business is all about are screaming at the radio, but that's okay. We're all about bringing in more visitors. Does it translate that people who visit the Rhode Island building will take that experience and say, well, I've got to go see where this comes from?
Yeah, I would say that it does. And there's a few things that we've done to ensure that that happens. One is, you know, when you walk into the Rhode Island building at the visitor's desk, there's just as much information as you can possibly want to have at your fingertips. And one of the things that, you know, we've noticed has been one of the most popular aspects that are asked about at the Rhode Island visitor's desk in the building is water fire. So yes. Everybody wants to know the water fire schedule. I hear moms talking to their kids saying, you know, we're going to go to water fire this year. And then the son is like, you say that every year. She's like, but I'm doing it this year. And she'll take out her phone and take a picture of the QR code, and, you know, the schedule shows up and she saves it. And so we've seen a lot of that. We've seen a lot of interest at just from the questions about the new sailing museum that's in Newport.
Nice.
A lot of inquiries about that. A lot of inquiries, of course, about the mansions because they're so iconic. But one of the things that we did to ensure that people are going to think about coming back to Rhode Island is we brought in these Halloween kiosks where
yes,
every person can win a prize. And what was wonderful about it was we sent out a message to all of our partners and attractions in Rhode Island and said, hey, we have this wonderful free opportunity for you to provide prizes, discounts. If you're a hotel room, you know, a hotelier and you have specific need dates where you need occupancy, give us a prize to put into the kiosk. And as a visitor to the building, you swipe your driver's license, you get to pick a window on a haunted house, and you're immediately given an offer. And those offers range from, you know, discount to Blackbird Farm, free tickets to the mansion. And, you know, we were wonderfully surprised that our big corporate partner Hasbro provided games like Jenga and Connect Four. So, you know, that was one of the things that we did differently, was to make sure that we gave people an option to have a real-time offer in their hand to bring them back to Rhode Island. And what was exciting about it is, you know, as we're, you know, learning more about the visitors to the building, we have found out that we've got representation from 44 states, Canada, and Puerto Rico.
How about that?
So who knew that people from all over the United States and, you know, parts of Canada are coming here for the Big E? They are, because it is an amazing attraction. So,
well, it is. It really is. That's fantastic. So what about, speaking of the mansions, was there an increased interest in the mansions from the Gilded Age, or was there an increase in interest in Rhode Island from any of the movies like Hocus Pocus?
Yes, there absolutely was. So we heard lots of people talking about, you know, Hocus Pocus 2, the premiere is happening this week, and that's an exciting thing. So the theme related to that is the inspiration of the kiosk. So the kiosk looked like, you know, bats and pumpkins, and then you walk a couple of feet and you're in the Jack-o'-lantern spectacular.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. That was really impressive.
Yes. So, yeah, so there's a lot of buzz about the Gilded Age. Part two is coming out sometime next year. They're filming now. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that has brought a ton of interest to the mansions. And then Hocus Pocus 2, just to your point, you know, what happened in Lincoln and other parts of Rhode Island with that filming.
Sure. And you like to see, I'm sure, from, it would seem to me, from a perspective of someone who wants to know, okay, what is working? What are people relating to and identifying with? That what we're putting out there, you know, the mansions are certainly all about the Gilded Age and have realized such an increase in visitors from people wanting to see more of the HBO show and so forth. And you like to see that, yeah, this is what people are interested in. We are right on it. So really impressive to hear. What might be coming up that you can give us a preview of here, Anika, where we can tell our family and friends from out of town, hey, you have to come to Rhode Island this fall and winter to see this or that. Can you give us a hint of what might be coming up that we haven't heard about already?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'll just start off by saying that I think that Rhode Island is a hidden gem. And, you know, as somebody who lives here, I always am an advocate of having people who are from here share out about the beauty of the state.
Yes.
And just the diversity of things that you can do, you know, from the coastal communities to, you know, inland where Providence is, and things that you can experience in all of our different regions. So we do have some really cool things that are happening. It's quite amazing. If you visit our website, visitrhodeisland.com, that's where we have all of our events listed. And from now until the end of December, we have about 2,200 activities for people to partake in.
Wow.
So in terms of, you know, the state bouncing back and events and attractions coming back, there is no room to be bored if you come to Rhode Island. And so cool things that are happening that are coming up: Columbus Day weekend, Atlantis Rising sand sculpture competition is happening at Musquamicut State Beach. So this is the first time that South County has put together a sand sculpting contest where they're flying people who are sand sculptors from all around the world to attend this competition. And of course, there's going to be lots of food, lots of different fare to partake in if you decide to go to Atlantis Rising. So that's a big, big deal that's happening. Of course, we've got the staple event, the Jack-o'-lantern Spectacular at Roger Williams Park Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's open through Halloween night. And then one thing that actually Robin and I attended was a ghost tour on Block Island. So
yeah.
If that's something that you've never done and you like to be scared, then I recommend that you think about doing that. So that was actually a lot of fun. Waterfire in Providence has done a spectacular job of bringing visitors to the state, and they've actually extended the season. So we have four more water fires this season, one October 7th, one October 22nd, another November 5th for Veterans Day, and then the last lighting is on December 3rd. So great opportunity there. And then, of course, the mansion, right?
Yes.
There's always something happening at the mansion. So the Gilded Age Treasures at Rosecliff, that's happening through October 30th. Lots of stuff happening at the theater. At PPAC, we've got Mean Girls, Tootsie, and then, of course, in the December season, a staple that happens in Blackstone Valley is Polar Express.
Right.
So those are some of the really neat things that are happening, and I always, again, encourage people to go to visitrhodeisland.com, where we have every event that's possibly happening in the state on that website.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot to do. And, you know, I hope that your advice on becoming ambassadors, all of our dear friends and neighbors who tend to kind of stay around the old home state. Well, you know what? You could do a kindness and be an ambassador to some of our visitors and be a little bit of a cheerleader. It's not going to kill you. So that is it's placed advice, and we really, really appreciate it. So give us that website one more time, Robin and Anika.
VisitRhodeIsland.com.
VisitRhodeIsland.com it is. Well, it was so much fun visiting the Rhode Island building and doing some interviews there. We hope we get a chance to do it again, and we hope we get a chance to talk to you again soon. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thanks, guys, very, very much indeed. So there you go. See that? And... again, I know that people sitting around in the Fifth Ward going, what? Why? So you know what? That's on you. Be nice. Talk nicely to our visitors and make them feel welcome. And there you go. I love the whole idea of the stuffies. Everybody wanted a stuffy. Terrific. Let's check WADK's exclusive VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton Bridge traffic report. The lunchtime drive underway, and we've got an okay drive, except we're looking at some issues here on the Mount Hope Bridge. Stop and go both directions from just after the Portsmouth side of the bridge all the way to Bristol. Now, we are not looking at scheduled work. That's what it looks like. We're absent any crash details here, so it's volume and work going on that's going to keep you a slow go across that Mount Hope Bridge right at the moment. VD Mercedes-Benz, VD Volvo Cars of Tiverton offers you free pickup, free delivery, free loaner vehicle when your car is in for service. Visit VD.com, find out about the VD Advantage. Book an at-home test drive. Remember, our Mercedes showroom is open during remodeling. And remember, it's always VD and you.